Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Michelle Hennessy. Michelle, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. Now, were you hoping we'll find this guard?
Yes.
There's 12,000 guards in the country, Audrey.
I know. Yeah, no, basically, Joe, back
Michelle.
In Tuesday, the 12th of May.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's even harder now. The 12th of May. Yes.
Between 5 and 6:30 p.m.
Okay, where?
I was driving home from the Beacon Hospital.
In Dublin, South Dublin, Sandyford, that area,
and
yes.
As I was approaching the Loughlinstown roundabout,
okay.
I could see a big checkpoint ahead.
Okay.
And directly opposite the old Silver Tassie pub
okay.
was a checkpoint.
Okay.
And there were 3 male guards and 1 female guard. And I was stopped. And the male guard, I put down my passenger window.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he looked into the car, Joe, I just started sobbing. I had my head in my hands. And I remember just trying to get the words out, breast cancer.
Oh, God.
Breast cancer. And I was whispering and I was trembling. And I couldn't even, I remember him just looking at me. I couldn't even breathe. I was so upset.
Okay.
And God love him, he immediately beckoned the female guard to come over to me. I'd say
okay.
he thought this nutcase. And she came over. Joe, I couldn't even pull the car in because my legs were trembling so much.
And what had happened before that, Michelle?
Joe, I had just found out in the Beacon Hospital I had breast cancer.
Oh, God.
And I was on my way home.
All right.
And I remember this lady guard, she was so gorgeous. And she just said to me, look at me. And, you know, I was really inconsolable. I'd literally found out 20 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, you know, you will fight this. She kept saying that.
But you told her. You told her, Michelle.
Well, I was just kept saying breast cancer.
Okay.
And I was devastated. I was just coming home from the Beacon, having found
mm-hmm.
out. I have 3 young children.
Oh.
And she said, you will fight this and you will get through this. And I will never forget her words, Joe. And she just was getting me to breathe. And she was just so lovely. I'll never forget her. And I've often thought of her and I've wanted to find her because I just will never be able to thank her enough. And Joe, yesterday I thought of her all day because yesterday I had my 6-month checkup in the Beacon.
Right, okay.
And I want her to know that she was right. I did fight it and I did get through it. And I have made a full recovery.
Oh, well done. That's great. Like so many people, thankfully, with great medics and great science. It's fantastic these days.
Yeah.
So you want that guard. Do we know anything about her? Like age generally or her name?
She would have been in her late 30s,
okay.
I would imagine, maybe early 40s. And you see, Joe, I was so upset.
Okay.
So
understandably, yeah.
That I would imagine, Joe, I wonder if she said to somebody at the end of her shift, oh my gosh, this girl, I met this girl
okay.
today. You know, she won't, I don't think she'll ever forget me because...
So she calmed you down, Michelle.
She was gorgeous.
And did you pull in the car and have a glass of water or...
They pulled, the guards, I can't even remember, Joe, they pulled me into the hard shoulder
yeah.
and she said to me, let's drive you home.
Okay.
We'll bring you home. And I said, no, you're so good. I'm only 5 minutes away.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
And she just calmed me down. And she was so reassuring. And I remember, Joe, as I pulled off,
mm-hmm.
you know, away from them, I remember looking in my mirror and the 3 lads were there giving me the thumbs up and she was waving.
Mm.
And I just thought, only in Ireland.
You'll have us all in tears, Michelle.
No, but
especially
Joe,
especially with the good ending in terms of like so many people you You've had obviously great medical care. You're
the Beacon were phenomenal. The community, you know, I mean, just being diagnosed, it was just tough, Joe, when I went in for the mastectomy. No family. My husband had to leave me at the main doors of the hospital.
This was during the lockdown. This is during the lockdown.
It was during the first lockdown. And Mum, bless her, Mum used to come into the Beacon every morning, leave me a little package with the porter, and he'd bring it up to me in the wards. And then, of course, Joe, my little boy, my middle boy, was 11 the day after my mastectomy, so I missed his birthday.
Okay.
Good luck.
You'll be 12. He'll be there for 12, 13, and every day in between, every minute in between, Michelle. Michelle, I'm just wondering, like, when the Garda, when she was consoling you, did she say anything like, "I've children myself"? Did she give any bit of information? Because I think it's a needle in a haystack. I really do. Given that last May, the Garda must have done thousands of checkpoints since individual guard. Now you're saying. You're adamant that that image of you with your head on the steering wheel sobbing is something that would stay with people.
Oh, definitely, Joe. Okay. Definitely. I could hardly get my breath. And I remember her saying to me, just breathe. No, she will definitely look.
And what? I won't go away. But when you got that awful news, Michelle.
Yeah.
And it happened this year, 2020. Like, what was going through your head? Were you thinking the worst?
Well, see, Joe, when I was driving home from the Beacon, I just found out I had breast cancer, but at that stage, I didn't know what stage it was.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was anywhere else in my body.
Right.
I didn't know if I'd see Christmas. Yeah. I have three young children.
Yeah.
But now, 6 months later, Joe, I can tell you that I noticed something myself. I went straight up to the GP, and 5 days later, I was diagnosed with stage one breast cancer.
And what was the treatment program? You mentioned a mastectomy.
I had a mastectomy.
Yeah.
I had a mastectomy, no reconstruction because of COVID. It's non-essential surgery. That's fine.
Okay.
I had a mastectomy, Joe. Because it was so early, I didn't have to have chemo. I just had to have 3 weeks radiation.
Okay.
And the support I had from my family, my friends, and the community. I mean, the mums in Rathmichael School had a spreadsheet going for meals for me for over the weeks while
that
I was sick with the breast cancer. I mean, they were so good.
Yeah.
You should have seen the spreadsheet, Joe. Monday, shepherd's pie. Tuesday, lasagna. Wednesday, curry. Friday, chipper food.
Okay.
And my sister put a box at my front door or my front garden. And the ladies used to come up, put the meal in the box. They wouldn't even come to the door.
They were observing all the protocols.
You
said there that after mastectomy, reconstruction surgery is not regarded as essential in the pandemic, in the lockdown.
That's what I was told.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Joe, I don't care.
No, I know, and I'm also conscious that you were on your own beforehand.
It was tough the morning
and you're on
of.
You
know, my husband brought me into the Beacon. He had to leave me in the car park, and I went in. And I was told I could be in for up to 6 nights.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually, Joe, I'd be sending laundry home with Mum every day to, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I couldn't even go out, Joe, and get 6-7 pairs of pyjamas and stuff because nowhere was open.
Of course. Yeah.
But look, I was only in for 3 nights and I skipped out of the place. Terry Boyle was amazing, my breast consultant. Hazel Denise, my nurses, incredible.
Yeah.
Just incredible, and Joe. I'm blessed.
And who, Michelle, can I? Because of this, I just, if you want to come along this little path with me, you can. If not, if it's too difficult, don't. But I'm just trying to remind people how awful this pandemic is, and the more of us that do our utmost, our absolute utmost, to try and stick to the rules. And I know how difficult it is. We're all human. But I'm conscious that you weren't allowed to see anyone, your mother, your husband or whatever, weren't.
My two wonderful sisters.
Your sisters, and maybe your sisters are probably more appropriate at this stage. But after, in terms of what I'm going to ask you, after a mastectomy and you're on your own.
Yeah.
That intimate moment when you see your body anew.
Yeah.
How did you approach that?
I remember, Joe, I had the mastectomy on the 9th of June, Tuesday the 9th of June. My nurse, Hazel, came up to me that evening and bought me the most gorgeous sandwich and latte from Brambles downstairs. I'll never forget it.
Okay.
And during the night, Joe, I was in and out of the bathroom, and I remember one time I went into the bathroom and I just opened up my dressing gown and my right breast I lost.
Yeah.
And I just felt so lucky.
Okay.
I really did, Joe. I have my kiddies, my husband's wonderful. I just felt so lucky.
Wow.
That it was stage one.
Yeah.
It was nowhere else in my body. And I had had a I was delighted I had a mastectomy.
Okay,
because they were talking about a lumpectomy.
Yeah.
And then my breast consultant said, Michelle, let's just go for the mastectomy.
Okay.
As opposed to the lumpectomy. And my husband and I said, yes. And I've never looked back.
But just in that little, you said you made those journeys in there, but had you planned to look at yourself, so to speak, in the mirror? Or did you say, just let's, I've got to be on my own for the next few days?
I thought it'd be like something out of a movie, Joe. I thought there'd be two nurses holding either side of my hands,
yeah,
and there'd be a big mirror in front of me, and they'd pull down the blanket, and it would be music in the background, like a scene out of a movie.
Okay.
No, I just went into the bathroom,
okay,
and just looked in the mirror, and just,
okay,
I just got on. I just had to get on with it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I just had to get on with it. I was so lucky.
Okay, so you want that guard to know that you want her to know that this is the guard you met on Tuesday the 12th of May.
Tuesday the 12th of May between 5 o'clock and 6:30 p.m. I want her to know that what she told me was right and that she told me I'd get through it,
yeah,
and she told me I'd come out the other side, and I have.
And then she said to you, do you want me to drive you home?
Yeah, she said, let's drive you home. I said, no, honestly, I'm 5 minutes away. I would love to.
Okay.
I'd love to thank her.
Okay.
Joe, I have to go to the school. I'm
okay, off you go. Sorry, Michelle, run. Will you be careful,
okay,
Petal? Yeah, mind yourself.
Thank
Safe
you, Joe.
Traveling.
Bye.
Love you. See you, Michelle. Bye.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.